by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sriman Nityananda Prabhu, and by the mercy of all previous acharyas, and especially by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have chance to hear some Krishna Katha. Actually, in Kali Yuga, we can eradicate our miseries, we can kick out our miseries only by hearing Krishna Katha and chanting Krishna's name. Prabhupada used to say Kali means always purling and hypocrisy. Although outside we are not quarreling like karmis, but inside always disagreement is there. No love, no trust. This is Kali Yuga, very powerful. So we want peace, we want spiritual life, blissful life. Spiritual life, blissful life means its basic foundation, we can say, its life is Shravan and Kirtan. Hearing and chanting. We can chant Krishna's name, we can serve Krishna, we can serve Krishna, we can serve to Vaishnavas, previous acharyas, when we hear properly. Because hearing, therefore, among nine limbs, Shravanam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. First one is Shravanam. Only by hearing we can know what is our actual duty in spiritual field. Shrutva Dharmam Vijanati. We may be very scholar, we may be very intelligent, but unless we hear, we can't understand what is the secret of religion. How can we perform religion perfectly? How can we do it perfectly? Unless we hear Shrutva Dharmam Vijanati. Repeatedly we have to hear the same thing. And Shrutva Tejati Durmati. Whatever our, how can we say, ill mentality, bad habits we have. Human body means we have defects, we have bad habits, bad nature we have. And that we know, everyone knows what is their nature. You knows, I knows, everyone knows. We know this is not good, this nature is not good, but we have no power to kick it out. Looks like we are very powerful, we are intelligent. But what is good for us, we know, but we are unable to do it. And what is bad for us, we know, but we have no power to kick it out. Only one thing is requires. Shrutva Tejati Durmati. We can give up this bad mentality, ill mentality, only by hearing. Repeatedly we have to hear something. And we can achieve knowledge. Shrutva Jnanam Apnunti. If someone wants to achieve knowledge, not by study, hear. Hearing from bona fide source, Prabhupada used to say. And Shrutva Mukhyam Vapnanti. You can achieve liberation only by hearing. Therefore, Prabhupada introduced, in every ISKCON temple, there should be Bhagavatam class. Should be Gita class. Because this is life, spiritual life beginning from Shravanam. Shravanam, when devotees associate each other, only for one purpose. Hearing. Krishna Katha. Why hearing is necessary? Especially for us. We are not advanced. Our mind is always attached to material objects. Always. Before age, people, they are naturally attracted to some spiritual activities. They have a natural propensity. But in Kali Yuga, we have natural propensity to attach to material objects. This is naturality. Kali means always our mind in material field. And faith towards Guru and Krishna faith towards Guru and Krishna, very low faith. How can you say? My English is not good, please excuse me. Our faith is very less. Very less. When we are karmi, even when we are karmi, you can see karmi people, they have more faith. Even they are karmis. But we are devotees. Our faith is different grades. You understand? Different level. You can see, even you can go to India, you can see sometimes people, Indian people, they are worshipping Durga, Kali. Even human as like Sai Baba, as a supreme lord, oh, he can give me. He can give me money. He can give me nice wife. They have such a faith towards demigods. Even we can see karmi people, they have faith towards demigods. But we are devotees. Our faith should be matured. How can you say? Shastriya Shraddha. Our faith should rest on sadhu, guru and shastra. Process for a new devotee, it looks like sentiment. But actually it is fact. Our faith towards Guru and Krishna, towards holy name, towards deity, towards Charanamrita, towards Tulsi, towards Guru, towards Bhagavatam, is fact. Not sentiment. So we can increase our faith only by association, by hearing. Therefore hearing is important. Why hearing is important? Whatever faith we have now, that is not enough to achieve Krishna bhakti, Krishna prem. Prabhupada used to say, actually we have no faith. According to, how can you say, devotional standard, like Prabhupada used to say, you know barber? In India, barber. Barbers, they're using one type of blade. In English you can say blade, but actually in Sanskrit, India it's called khura, khivra dharanam. In iron, before they are shaving, iron, very sharp iron, it's made in a sharp iron. It is called khura, very sharp. When a barber using this blade and shaving someone, Prabhupada used to say, although barber cutting our, how can you say, hairs, saving us. At that time, we have so much trust towards the barber. Sometimes we are sleeping. You can say in saloon, they are sleeping. Such faith towards this barber. He is cutting your hairs through a sharp, how can you say, like a cure of the blades. But still we are sleeping. You may cut my head or you may cut my hair. We have such perfect faith. You see, Prabhupada said, that much faith if we increase towards Guru and Krishna in this life, we can achieve love of Godhead. That much faith we may not have. Very less faith. We are associating with devotees only to increase our faith. Adu Shraddha. We can't continue our spiritual life with Laukik Shraddha. Laukik Shraddha, how can you say in English? Then common faith. Common faith means, yeah, God is there. God is there. Temple is there. God is there. God's name, Lord's name is there. This is simple faith. Common faith. Very difficult to advance in spiritual life with common faith. We are associating, we are hearing, we are chanting only to develop another faith, another grade, another level we have to go. Faith's mature level is Shastriya Shraddha. Shastriya Shraddha means you may believe or not believe. But Shastra is saying, Guru is saying, Prabhupada is saying, okay, this is fact. When we are situated in Shastriya Shraddha, then we are recognized devotees. We can lead our life, spiritual life. If tinge of doubt is there towards holy name, towards parampara, towards acharyas, towards deities, very difficult to advance. Therefore, continuously we are hearing, associating with the devotee, just to increase our faith. Faith is the mother of devotion. No one can take care like mother. You go to hotel, you go to anywhere, friend, wife, whoever you may have. Only mother, she know how to take care son, daughter. And faith is our mother. And this is actually Guru and Krishna's blessing. If Guru pleased with you, Vaishnavas pleased with you, day by day you can develop faith, unflinching faith towards holy name, towards sadhu, towards guru, towards deities, towards tulsi. Therefore we are performing sadhu sangha. Like we are chanting Hare Krishna. But Hare Krishna, Mahamantra is not different from Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, why not fulfilling our desires, spiritual desires? Because Mahamantra is not different from Krishna. He's judging us. Nam Prabhu is judging us whether we have complete faith or not. If you have no faith, holy name will not give you your desirable results. Holy name, he can give you fifth purusartha, dharma, artha, kama, mukhya, and fifth one, bhakti. If you chant Hare Krishna, immediately you can get achieve pious results. Artha, whatever desire, immediately fulfill. Kama, money and desires, and mukhya, liberation, and fifth one, Krishna bhakti. Fifth one. But it depends on faith. We chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how much faith we have towards holy name. This is important. We are practicing, we are preaching, but totally faith is like mother. Like mother, she had always a keen eye over house, over son, daughter, family members. Shraddha is like Janani, mother. She is always watching, the sadhakas, who is performing sadhan, devotees. How much faith? You know in India, Charanamrita is there. Eh? You know this mantra? When Brahmans they are giving Charanamrita in India, you can go there. One Brahman always sitting near the Charanamrita. Even in our temple you can see, in Mayapur, Vrindavan, some devotees always sitting there giving Charanamrita. Akala mrittu haranam sarva vyadhi vinasanam. Such power. There is no require of medicines. When you have disease, you are going to hospital. Eh? But Charanamrita have such power. Akala mrittu haranam. Suppose accidental death is there. You have to give up your body. But Charanamrita have power. Therefore, Indian people knows before. Now they are losing their cultures. Before even their karmis, they have to come to temple for Charanamrita. They know this is bath water of Lord. If you accept Charanamrita, all auspiciousness will come. Akala mruttu haranam, sarva vyadhi vinasanam. Whatever disease you have, you can cure only by Charanamrita. Yes. Lord is powerful. Medicine is... You know about medicine? Why disease is coming? Why disease is coming? Doctor have power? Doctor have power to cure us? Disease is coming according to our prarabdhas. Past karmic reaction. Doctor also suffering. You ask to doctor, he have also disease. If medicine have power, then why not all over the scientist creating some one medicine so that they can cure all desires. Let's take one medicine for whole life. Then stop all desire, stop all disease. No, medicine does not work actually. Therefore, one who, how can you say, in Ayurvedic, Charak is there, Charak. He was the creator of Ayurveda. He mentioned, Osadhan Smranam Vishnu. Whenever you are taking medicine, just chant Krishna's name, pray to Krishna. Krishna, if you become favorable, then medicine will work. If you don't favorable, medicine will not work. But we have faith on doctor. We have faith on medicine. We have no faith on Vishnu. Yes. Indian people, old people, you give them medicine. They first take this medicine, put in their head, then they will eat. They know medicine would not work. If medicine have power, then why people are dying? Why people are suffering? Why many doctors? Many persons going to same doctor. You can find many persons, they are going to same doctor. They are still they have disease. But the same person going to another doctor, immediately after 5 days, he's saying, no, this doctor is best doctor. Now everyone is saying, this doctor is best doctor. He's saying, no, he's not a good doctor. He's a good doctor. Actually, doctor have no power. Medicine have no power. Where is proof? In 7th canto. Prahlad Maharaj praying to Narasingha Dev. O Lord Narasingha, unless you show our mercy, doctor have no power, medicine have no power to cure some person. They can't save anyone. So we are discussing these things. Only we can get perfection, achieve perfection, bring all auspiciousness towards our life when we develop unflinching faith. Therefore, we are associating with devotees. We have faith, but that faith is common faith. And very difficult to continue spiritual life with common faith. Common faith means doubt may come at any moment. When you associate with some doubtful persons, immediately doubt comes. Because your faith is not strong. Your faith is not strong. Not according to sadhu and shastra. Then slowly the doubt came. So we are associating, we are praying, we are chanting, we are hearing. The steps are there. First association, then faith. Like all you are become devotees. First, you put faith on another devotees. Therefore, you are now in temple. Now you are devotees. You have faith. Now we have to increase our faith so that we can continue our spiritual life. You can see even common examples. Drunkards. Those are drinking wine. Huh? Doctor. In India, always doctor saying, government saying, always advertisement is there. Even in wine shop, in front of wine shop, here I don't find anywhere. But in India, in front of wine shop, liquor shop, it is written, wine is injurious to health. In big letter. You know? Here is, no, huh? No. In India, in liquor shop, in front of the liquor shop, government, this is government's law. You have to write down. Wine is injurious to health. But the person who is a drunkard, who is addicted to wine, he was going and coming. He was not reading that thing. He had faith towards wine. He knows this is useless things. He thinks this is useless things. I don't want to read these things. This is not fact. You see, he's a drunkard, how much faith towards his wine? Even he don't want to hear these things. He don't want to read these things. Because he developed faith. A common people have also faith. Therefore, even in material life, they are achieving some tests. In spiritual life, same. What others are saying, what is going on this world. This is not our duty. What Prabhupada said? What's Guru's instruction? What Sadhu's instruction? What Shastra's instruction? Bas, we have to put faith. What is going on now? What other devotees are doing? This is not our duty. We have to develop an unflinching faith. That will help us. So spiritual life means beginning association, then faith. Then steps are there. Adu Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajana Kriya Tata Anartha Nibruti Nishta Tata Ruchi Tata Asakti Bhava Prema. Steps are there. But foundation is faith. So thank you. Too late, all up. I came. So thank to Prabhuji, Anant Prabhu and all the devotees. Yeah, this is our duty to develop. Unless we put faith on Sadhu Guru, we can't put faith on Krishna. Be sure. You have no, if you have no faith towards Prabhupada, you can't put faith towards Lord. If we, even you think I have faith, this is sentiment. This is sentiment. Yes. First, we have to develop our faith towards Sadhu Guru. Then Krishna. Because they are embodiment of mercy, His divine grace. Krishna's mercy came here. Unless we realize that fact, our so-called love towards Lord, without Guru Bhakti, without Sadhu Bhakti, is sentiment. Therefore, we have to hear, we have to study Prabhupada's books, distribute Prabhupada's books, and develop unflinching faith towards Sadhu. That will help. That will help us. Okay. You have question? Yeah. Yeah.
Tomorrow is Vamana Dvadashi.
Yeah.
It's for internet.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for these encouraging words on faith. Tomorrow is Vamana Dvadashi of the avatars. Can you just say a few words about how to prepare for the consciousness for tomorrow? And it's like a Adivas today. Can you say something a little?
Tomorrow Bhagavatam class is there?
Yes, yes, also. Yeah.
Evening, there is class?
Yeah, it's festival. It's 5 o'clock, Abhishek and then.
Okay, yeah. Then we'll discuss about Vamandev, Lord Vamandev.
I'm preparing for the...
Yeah.
How is that?
This is Bali Maharaj. This was his life. Although he was born in demon dynasty. But he is ready to prepare himself to give everything for Lord. This is Atma Samarpana. Atma Samarpana Gela Abhimana Nai Karibatoya Rakhya Vidhan Bhakti Vinod Thakur Singh. Now we are always in fear. This is like preparation in our mind. We have fear. Even in spiritual field, we have fear. What will happen in future? What will happen? When I become old, what will happen? If I lose money, what will happen? This is not spiritual life. He was a king. Not an ordinary king. King of three worlds. Lord Bali Maharaj. But he is preparing himself to give everything for Lord. So spiritual life means dedicate whatever you have. And don't think about we are performing some activities for Lord, but still we are always thinking about ourselves. This is not Atma Samarpana. That means we are not 100% surrender. Spiritual life means like Bali Maharaj. He forgot himself that I am king. Bas. I have to give everything for Lord. Spiritual life is that. When you are thinking about yourself, means there is no spiritual life. That means you are not 100% dedicated. So tomorrow is like Vamandev's appearance. Actually, this is a day, and this is life history of Bali Maharaj. We have to remind how we should give everything for Lord Guru and Gurang's pleasure. We have to utilize everything, this body, this mind, whatever we have. He was a king, but at a sudden, when he came to know his Supreme Personality of Godhead, ready, okay, I will give everything. No, this is my duty to give everything to Lord. Although Shukracharya is saying, in future you became poor. You was a king. How can you maintain yourself? He said, no. I will give you everything. So this is preparation of our life. Every moment we have to prepare ourselves. Whatever capacity I have, at the best I want to serve Guru and Gauranga with this capacity. That is actually Atma Samarpan. The teaching from Bali Maharaj. Prepare yourself. Don't become miser. We are miser sometimes. Miser means you have money, you are not utilizing money for Krishna. You have strength, you are not serving Krishna. You have intelligence, you are not preaching, you are not helping to others. And this miserness brings crookedness. Yes, you have capacity. When you don't serve Guru and Gauranga, then crookedness will come. Bali Maharaj, Vamandev came, tomorrow we will hear, Vamandev came and start dupliciousness. Chalayasi Bikramani Bali Madhutavam. Lord Vamandev speaking in a, how can I say, in a duplicious way. You are great, your father is great, you are like that. You give me, how can I say, 3 feet land. But he want to take everything. But Bama, you can judge Bali Maharaj. He was so simple. He said, no. You are a Brahman. I have to give everything. Such a respect towards Brahman, towards Guru, towards Lord. Unless we dedicate our life, we can't achieve anything. Success came according to our dedication. How much we are dedicating ourselves towards sadhu and guru, that much percentage success we can achieve. That is the real teachings. If you 100% dedicate, then 100% protection. 50%? 50% protection. 25%? 25% protection. If you 100% you dedicate yourself, Krishna is with you. Don't worry. Okay, thank you. If you have some question, you may ask. Now it is too late. Yeah. No question, eh? Or you have some question? Okay.
Haribol, you were talking about the faith, and I agree completely. And Shastra says that when we don't have any more sinful reactions, then we have pure faith. Basically, just sinful reactions are the...
We are chanting, therefore.
Yes, of course. It's the barrier, maybe, to have even more faith.
Even if you have simple... You can find many sinful persons are there. They are sinful, but simple. Understand? You don't think sinful, those are sinful persons, they are not simple. They are simple. We can find many pious persons, they are not simple. Simple means, you know what is simple? Simple means unflinching faith towards sadhu and guru. Unflinching faith. But Prabhupada said, penis. Many simple persons, sinful persons are there. They're simple also. We can't say, this is not a barrier. This is not a barrier. Actually, when we associate with devotees, we have to develop a desire. Why? We have to ask ourselves, why I came to Krishna consciousness? Why I came? We have to ask ourselves. I came for a higher purpose. And what are my impediments? What are the impediments in my spiritual life? We have to judge ourselves. That when we pray to Sadhu Guru, arrangement will come. Super Soul is judging us. He is in my heart, in your heart, in everyone's heart. If you want to increase your faith, he knows, oh, he wants faith. He wants to increase faith. Okay, he will give you association. This association will come through Vaishnavas, sometimes comes through Shastras, sometimes this association comes through Gurus. But unless you have desire, why Super Soul will help you? Okay, so we have to develop our desires. Thank you. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.